For the past 50 years, Young Audiences of Louisiana has been taking art and artists into area schools with performances, residencies, and workshops. Last year, the organization went a step further. It partnered with a new charter elementary school in Gretna to integrate the Young Audiences philosophy into the curriculum. School leader Falwell Dunbar explains.
They have identified talent here in the area, incredible artists. We have 7 full-time artists who are embedded in our school, and they work side by side with our classroom teachers to ensure that the arts are integrated in a really powerful way. That expertise, that know-how, came from Young Audiences of Louisiana.
Each of the 7 artists works with a particular grade level.
In kindergarten, for example, we have music, and in first grade, we have dance. In second grade, we have theater and creative writing. In third grade, we have visual arts, and in fourth grade, we have digital arts. So these artists are embedded in the classroom. They co-plan and they co-teach, and they work side by side all day long.
The concept is not to teach art, although there is an after-school program for that, but to use art to teach.
For me, it was always, how do we bring the arts together with academic subject areas in a way that was truly real? We talk about real world things. The arts are a part of everything we do. For me, we should be learning math, science, and social studies and everything in and through the arts. So that's the idea. That's the approach.
Young Audiences is not a baby NOCA. It by no means targets only the artistically inclined.
We're not focusing on a single art form, and we're not telling that, you know, this is Juilliard and you're going to come in here and you're going to be a great cello player. We're saying we're going to expose you to all of the arts in a number of different ways and try to get you as fired up about learning as you can possibly be. And you may become an engineer, you may become a doctor or a lawyer, but you're going to remember the things that you learn through the arts.
The arts permeate every aspect of the Young Audiences school, from start to finish.
We start our day with the arts. We have something called ART, Art Reflection Time. So the first thing that happens when kids walk into the classroom is they're exposed to a work of art. It could be a painting, it could be a dance number, it could be a song, and they talk about it, they write about it, and they think about it. That's how we start every single day, and we end the day in a similar way.
Many of the school's regular teachers are former artists themselves.
The level of collaboration between the teachers and teaching artists is unprecedented. You don't walk into your classroom, close the door, and do your thing. You're also not reading from a script. Every single day, we challenge our teachers to be just as creative as we ask our children to be.
Dunbar himself has been an educator for 20 years. For him, the Young Audiences School is the culmination of a lifetime of belief in an arts-infused curriculum.
My father's an artist. He's my favorite artist. By the way, our teachers name their classrooms after their favorite artists. Mine is the George Dunbar Room. I've always believed that the arts were important, and they've always been a part of how I taught and the best ways that I learned. So for me, it was a no-brainer. We also talk about choice in this community and giving parents real choices. This is a choice, a different approach. We're not doing things the same way every other school is doing it.
The school has an open enrollment, meaning that any child in Jefferson Parish can attend. And with 500 students, it's bursting at the seams. In just year 2, school administrators already are looking for more space.
Parents are excited about what we're doing. There are plenty of schools that have eliminated art programs. Many schools, they say, we're no excuses. We make no excuses. We're all about academic achievement. What they're doing is they're preparing for a test. At the same time, we're being told that critical thinking and creativity, 21st century skills are really, really important. Yet we don't assess those. That's where the arts come in.
The Young Audiences School might be steering into a current that other schools have abandoned, but its supporters have faith that arts-integrated learning will serve its students well, now and in the future. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.